Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Can we bow our heads? The song extols the name of Jesus as the wonder God. He does things beyond imagination. The Bible says his house shall be called the house of prayer for all the nations. This morning I wanted to speak to him. What wonder do you want him to do for you? What do you want God to do that will confirm him as that God of wonder? His name is Yahnu. He does things beyond our comprehension. He is not flesh, he is not man that he will say a thing and he will repent. There is nothing challenging in the realm of the human spheres of operation that intimidates him. That we have come across and we say, wow, this is a problem God cannot solve. We have not come across any like that. And we need not pray that we come across something that God cannot do. There is nothing. He says, is there anything too difficult for me to do? The answer is no. And so we come this morning in the name of Jesus to ask that he will show himself even stronger on our behalf. We read in Romans chapter 15, he said, and the God of peace be with you. Can you ask the Lord to grant you peace? You have peace when there is nothing that makes you afraid. That the Lord will take care of those things that are giving you concerns. God will take care of those things that are giving you headaches. And he will grant you peace. That you also can testify that he is the God of wonders. That you will taste of his power. Father, we want a taste of your power. We want you to show yourself strong on our behalf. Many of us need provisions. Many of us need provisions. We don't know where help will come from. But the psalmist said, where will my help come from? He says, my help will come from the Lord. Father, today I turn to you and I ask for help. I ask for help. I ask for help. I ask for help. Help us, O Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for drawing our attention to the awesomeness of your power. That you are the God of awesome wonders. I pray, Father, as everyone that is here has need, that you will respond to each and everyone in the name of Jesus. That it will be our testimony that the Lord of awesome wonder showed himself strong on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Bring glory to your name. Bring praise to our hearts. Let there be joy unspeakable in the name of Jesus. There are people who cannot even define what they need, but we ask that you will send help to them nevertheless, that they may understand what it means to have a God like you. In Jesus' name, I commit this time to share the word. I pray that the word will raise us up, it will open our understanding, and it will strengthen our hearts in Jesus' name. I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. This morning I want to speak to us about watching. About what? Watching. What? Watching. What is watching? Hallelujah. There are two words in the Greek used for that, and those two words, you find them, you know, in the New Testament often, and they're used, you know, but somehow don't really mean the same thing. Hallelujah. There is one, I don't know how to know, Romolo was trying to pronounce that Greek name, and I could see you are struggling. Sometimes when you just get to those things, you just jump. It's called, you just speak the blast, it's called Hilo, the next one. And, you know, we all understand, because none of us was born Greek. So we don't know. Amen. I'm not a Greek scholar, so if you are offended, I have no apologies. Praise God. And so I'll be looking at the word watch, or watching, or watch. Anyhow, I'm just going to look at it, because I have limited time. I will not be doing it. I'm not dissecting it. I just look at how it was used in the Bible. There's this one called agropneo. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. You'll find that used in a number of scriptures, which I'm going to come to. It basically means to be sleepless, to keep awake. It means to be circumspect. That's another meaning for it. You are circumspect. You know what it is to be circumspect? What's the meaning of the word circumspect? It means to be to circumference. Am I correct? That means you are looking around. You know what's going on around. Nothing is catching you unawares. You're not that you are in charge, but you know what is going on. See, you understand? Praise God. Yeah. It also means to be attentive, to pay attention to your environment. Many of us are careless. We don't pay attention to what is happening around us. Things happen and you don't understand. You can't read the signs of the times. You can't read the signs of what's going on around you. Jesus was very angry with the Pharisees. He said you can discern the seasons, but you cannot discern the times of the Spirit. You know, and I was like, really? So we are required to know what's going on, even in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So it means that you have to know, you have to develop your capacity to scan. You have to be scanning. Praise God. I like that that radar screen at the airport is always scanning the airspace for any flying object. And when a particular one comes in that is not recognized, the tower quickly gets in touch and say you are in restricted airspace. Praise God. You are not known. Who are you? Identify yourself. And for countries that are normal countries, praise God, once an unidentified flying object appears on that radar, they scramble their military jets to go and intercept. Amen. That's why 9/11 is a problem to tomorrow. They cannot explain to us what happened. If you don't know, if you know what America has, even Abuja, that Ash Rock, you think is Ash Rock. No plane can fly over Ash Rock. They will drop it. There are missiles, there are ground missiles surrounding the whole of Abuja. Any plane that enters that restricted airspace, they cannot identify it, they will bring it down. Except they have stolen the money. I don't know. I know Nigeria. Article Woyeje. So when they started to fire the missile, they said, there's no missile, sir. Who was supposed to supply it? They didn't supply it. Amen. So it's normal to pay attention. So if in the natural men pay attention to the environment, why is that we here don't pay attention to our environment? Now let's go to Bible. Let us go to Luke chapter 21. Luke 21. Let's take the thought from 37. I'll pick my thought from verse 37. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus was teaching about the end times. Now, I want to say this. The end times started the day Jesus rose from the dead. Are you with me? When he said, this is the sign of the end. the day he rose from the dead and said, behold, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. End time started. Is that okay? So for the past 2,000 years, the end of the world has come. So it's not the day that the American government said, we now approve that man and man should be wedding. He said, hey, the end of the world has come. Since the day Jesus rose, the end of the world has come. Is that okay? It's come, it's coming, it has come. Yeah. Hallelujah. So he was talking to them about that time. But there is a time, a kairos time, a definite time that will cut everything. And he was speaking of that day. And in that day, I didn't see it. Glory to God. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mountain that is called the Mount of Olives. And verse 38 says, Mr. Busayo, you're welcome. All right, just seeing you. I normally don't like seeing people while I'm preaching. It distracts me. Praise God. Rostak, Damlara, you're also welcome. Praise God. Who else is welcome? I thought I saw the one young man came from the moon this morning. Did he arrive this morning? Where's your wife? Okay, your wife is there. Okay, I won't say anything. I heard that you're writing something. I will catch you later. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Praise the Lord. Are you there? Are you where I said you should be? 21:30. No. There's something is wrong. Go back to 35. Please go back to 35. This is not where I was. It's 35. I want to read 35 and 36. I'm sorry. I was wondering what was going on. Because in the daytime, what daytime? The Bible says, for as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the earth. What is coming? Like a snare. Praise the Lord. Something is coming. It's telling us that that end will come like a snare. In other words, it will be time no one will prepare for. It is a time nobody is thinking about. In fact, he said, like it was in the days of Noah. I don't have the time to go through the whole chapter. Say, as it was in those days of Noah, so shall the end be. Praise God. And he said, they were marrying and giving in marriage, right? They were buying and they were selling. What else were they doing? Every economic activity was going on. There was no sign that God was going to suddenly intervene in the affairs of human life. No sign, nothing. There was no weather forecast. There was no clue. Praise God. He said, like a snare. I don't think you have hunted before, as we've gone to the bush to hunt. A snare is something that, this little one I saw in film, Close Commando film, that you enter a bush, and that thing will just scoop you and carry you. It was a snare. Suddenly, it just catches you. You didn't prepare for it. You didn't even anticipate it was going to come. The bad ones are the ones that Rambo did. Praise God. That one was a snare to kill. It's not a snare to capture. This one was a snare to destroy. Say, as a snare, it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Next verse 36. Say, for that reason, he's now saying, watch ye therefore, and pray always. Paul put it this way. He said, that day should not catch you unawares. Praise God. It should not catch you unawares. For those who are on the face of the whole earth, it will catch them unawares. That means they will have no information. Praise God. Now, why did he say, watch and pray? Many of us will pray without watching. In fact, the present church does more praying without watching. I listen to prayer points and I wonder, how did you generate this kind of prayer point? Because it makes no sense. Amen. When you pray a prayer like what now? I don't want to enter trouble this morning. And it said, Lord, I want to pray for you, Pastor. God is going to make you the next governor of those. We can make a governor of those. Make you the next governor of Zamfara State. I asked the question, is that an intelligent prayer? Is he from Zamfara? I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. People assume that God is not intelligent. That anything you open your mouth to say, he is under obligation to do it. But if I pray for him that God will make you one day the governor of Ondo State, there's a possibility that can happen. I don't know whether you understand me. But the Bible says, watch and pray. So many of us don't watch. We don't pay attention to what's going on around us. There is a prayer that a prophecy can come concerning you that my son, I'm going to make you the next accountant general of Ondo State. I don't know how that is going to come to pass. That's why a prophecy, don't believe it all. Because you're not doing accounting, so you can't become accountant general, praise God. I've already scammed you, if you believe it. Amen. But supposing that's your line, and suddenly a decree came from Alagbaka that the people that come from your town can never be accountant general. You have that information. You can go in and do what? Pray. Am I communicating? You can go in and do some re-pray to cancel that decree. But if you don't have that information, you'll be struggling and struggling and struggling. And you get to the point when you're supposed to harvest, they say, sorry, you're from that which village. It's not mentioned your village. So sorry, they have already canceled your name from the list. It's too late to start praying. Because by the time you finish praying, your age has left the service. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Praise God. So watch ye all therefore and pray always. Because listen to me, the people that will escape are people who have advanced information. So the prayer that you are watching and you are watching the signs. Because that's why Jesus gave us signs. Praise God. Listen to me. Jesus didn't tell us the day and the hour it was going to come. But gave us enough signs to warn us. Amen. And one of the signs is not men marrying men. Am I communicating? The end of the world has come. No, that's not the sign of the end. He said, you will hear of wars, rumors of war. Which other thing you will hear? Earthquakes. You have another. He said, that is not the end. He said, that is the beginning of sorrows. It's beginning. So, can you imagine how the end will end? But it's a problem for me. If that is the beginning of sorrows, and he said that like the days of Noah, can you handle that? Can you process that? Now, what happened in the days of Noah? They were marrying. But Shiju, you could not have married if there was no money in your pocket. Even she would not even say yes to you. Praise God. You must show that you have something. Is that not why many of my brothers' sons are not even proposing? The pastor, what are we going to? I was talking to one brother. That brother is in this church, but it's not right now. I can't mention the brother. Praise God. I said, I asked him, check your eyes. Is your eyes open? He said, the eyes is open. Have you considered my daughter? How beautiful she is. Said that one. So even her dress itself is enough to know. The dress was intimidating the brother. Why are you getting intimidated? When I now told this, like, people are intimidated with your dress, you know, say, and this is my dress, and I'm just managing it once more small. Praise God. Don't let dress intimidate you. If you like her and you believe God, go and tell her. The worst they can do is to give you 7 inches to come back home. You clean your head and go continue life. Amen. It's the girl is the one that is going to lose. Am I communicating? That you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Things are going to happen in years, days, years to come. No one can tell me Jesus is coming back tomorrow, because the things that will bring him back are still not being fulfilled. That's why I don't preach rapture. Praise God. But I preach the end. And I preach the second coming of Christ. Jesus is coming back. Take that to the bank. Any bank. It can't bounce. The question is, are you going to be worthy to stand before him? For those who will worthy, said that those who watch, and what do? They pray. Not only do you get advanced information, you also receive grace to survive the problem. But you see, this is the problem, because I was telling you about the sorrows and everything. Now, what is the thing that is most dangerous about these end times? It's not the persecution. Some of us are very, very stubborn. They say, "I will kill you if you don't deny Jesus." I say, "Oh, you're just killing to be in me. Kill. Praise God. Kill." But when they now say, "Man of God, man of God, hallelujah, there's a breakthrough now for you. T.G. James just invited you, hallelujah. Come to America." It's more likely that I will smile. Praise God. I say, "Where's the ticket?" They provide ticket. They put me in first class because T.G. invited me. Amen. Am I communicating? Then they now, I get there, I'm eating rice, I won't pray, I won't fast. It is that enjoyment that will carry me away. Do you follow me? Enjoyment is more dangerous for your soul than persecution. Enjoyment. You don't know enjoyment. You don't know enjoyment well. When you get to enjoyment, you'll be afraid. Somebody entered, a brother who was an architect, was part of the people that rebuilt the Adon Barracks after Oka destroyed the Adon Barracks. They entered the room of the president, Babangida. The water faucets, everything was gold, pure gold. How will you not want to die there? You don't understand. The wall, their wall is not like our wall. Asurok, in fact, they said the tiles, you will, look, just die there. Praise God. And let them bury you there. Amen. Pleasure is the most dangerous for many people's souls. So when Paul said, "Oh man of God, flee these things," he knew what he was talking about. So all they'll be shouting, "We'll be prosperity, prosperity." There's nothing wrong with it, but the Bible says that these things corrupt souls. So that's the problem with the days of Noah. They were marrying and giving in marriage. They were buying and they were selling. Listen to me. You think that's the problem. What happened in the days of Noah? Two lions passed in front of your house. It did occur to you that something is not right. You're mad. Then you saw two tortoises. It took them 4 days to pass one from here to that place. What they were, "Honey, come and see, oh, eh?" You now saw a snail also going. You saw a cockroach going. Ha, wonder of never. Honey, we are, don't let us be late for the marriage, Joe. Especially the, wonder. You came back again. You now saw tiger passing. But not law. They are going to Noah's. Kid, you know how to. Any case, I have business to attend to. They were not watching. They were not paying attention. They were not sensitive. And all those things. I want to believe that thing did not take place in one day. I want to believe that over a period of time. Let me. I'm not there. I didn't read it in the Bible. Let us assume that thing took place in a matter of 2 months. So it became commonized. Bole, you know, to law. What I believe, no, and all. No, Aisha, Olua. Abizisha. Praise God. Maybe some were very, very important. No, some people were attentive. I'm like, "Bro, Noah, what is going on? Why are all these animals coming? God says he's going to destroy the earth." And I don't know why you people just like, this is your SU. You have collected madness with it. Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. He has given us all things to enjoy. Do you know those scriptures? Amen. Suddenly. Everybody say suddenly. The Bible says God closed the ark. Bah. Nothing happened. Then suddenly the wind began to gather and the clouds began to go down. It has never rained before on earth. So it was a strange phenomenon that the clouds were gathering from everywhere. And they were like, what's going on? What's going on? Then the winds began to blow. And all kinds of, you know those kind of winds that blow that carry roof. Praise God. And people were running outside. What is going on? What is going on? What's happening? We are picking GSF. Kilo Shele. My own house too is shaking. And before they knew, the heavens burst open. Rain. At first, it was okay. You know, when the first rain used to start, it's okay. Like yesterday, no wala. Everywhere is cool. Have you brushed you? I don't know anything. Praise God. I don't know anything. Don't quote me. Praise God. Are you with me, church? It's cool. You like to go home and sleep. Some went to sleep. Then suddenly, the water began to rise. It was like, what's going on? The Bible now said that after that rain fell for some days, the deeps broke open. And God released the fountains of waters. And they came out of their womb and began to cover the earth. Then when the water got, the day rain fell, it was like play, like play. Like the thing came here. They were looking at it. Like play, the thing rose, entered, like play, the water spread to that place. Come, that place, they said it was just gushing, snake came in. Everybody, no sharing it, like the last day is me. Praise God. When I came to come and pick people up, I couldn't enter this place. People were leaving the church and the water, at that point there, the water got here. That rain was a bad dream. I think Satan arranged it. And it started like play. When the rain was carried, I said, hey, everybody, leave church. Thank God they didn't leave church for once. It disobeyed me. Otherwise, all this place would have, what would have carried everything away. But those that disobeyed, two souls paid the price. One. Amen. We need to be careful because Jesus is coming back. And he warned us, pay attention to what is happening around you. Things are happening. And we need to be careful that we don't fall into the trap. Now, look at Luke 12, 37 to 39. Again, I want to reiterate this fact so that you can please pay attention. Jesus is coming back. Say, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find doing what? Watching. The blessedness is on the servants that the Lord find watching. It's not for the servants that went to sleep. It's not for the servants that preoccupy themselves with other things of life. They were what? Watching. It says, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall guard himself and make them to sit down to meat and shall come forth and serve them. While they were watching, the others were sleeping. The others were enjoying themselves. But some made up their minds that they were going to watch and pay attention for their master to come. Do you remember the parable of the 10 virgins? You remember the parable? The Bible says 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. It's a decision you are going to make for yourself, whether you're going to be wise or foolish. The Bible says the 10, now these were not the people they want to marry. Are you with me? The man was not going to marry 10 virgins. The virgins were the bridesmaids. Do you follow me? They were the bridesmaids, so they were not coming to marry them. They were the one that would follow the groom to go and collect his bride. Do you follow me? But the Bible says the man delayed in coming. But remember, all of them took oil. But some who were wise took extra oil in case. Just in case. Now, when they were taking extra oil, the 5 foolish ones have looked at them and said, are you guys okay? And they said, well, we don't know whether the man will come. I said, can you be talking like that? Don't you have faith? Do you understand that kind of language? Can't you? What is wrong with you? Why are you always thinking? You are very pessimistic. You are very, very negative. I beg, let us go, Joe. And so they all went, but the 5 took extra oil. That required extra effort, required extra money. Am I communicating? They were putting in extra to everything, other things others were doing.
Remember Jesus Christ said, if they bid you go a mile, he said, be ready to go two. This race is for those who can go extra mile. It's not the people who do minimum. There's no minimum standard here. You are going to get it right, you are going to flunk it. Am I communicating? So when I say, oh, let us put in this effort, I said, Pastor, please don't disturb me. Let me just do this little and be okay. I found this interesting. Some people come to church for different reasons. And when the reason why they are in church is not met, they walk away. Some will come because they don't like the music. That they don't look at the way the choir is singing. You can't even sing like angels. Let me go to another fellowship where they can sing like angels. Don't worry, this is coming. When they will not find you watching. It is that thing that will distract you. And you will miss the coming of the Lord Jesus. So the Jesus Christ said this. Said, I will myself will make them sit down and I will serve them. You've been called to serve him now. A day is coming when he will serve you. But not today. Praise God. Am I communicating? So, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:7. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. That was Peter speaking about 2,000 years ago. Said, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore what? Sober. And watch unto what? Prayer. Be sober and watch. In other words, in your watching, you require soberness. You can't be a frivolous person and watch. You cannot be a person who is not giving to details and you'll be a good watcher. It doesn't work that way. It said, be sober. James said, be sober, for your adversary, the devil, is going around like what? Like a roaring lion, looking for whom to do what? To devour. Whom you resist steadfast in the faith. How do you resist him? In the faith. But the Bible says the only way you can catch him is when you are sober. Many of you don't know where Satan is setting you up. You think it's just okay. Praise God. How many of you like to, you have played draft? You play draft. Have you been set up before? They give you your chop. Free something. You give you your chop. Free. You give you another chop. By the time the guy moves, you know, you just get up from the game and say, I'm not playing it. You were not sober. You were not paying attention. When it was given you, you were not reading the game. So it pushed you into a position that exposed you. So that devil is not an idiot. It's very, very strategic. He will give you one. Do you know how he destroyed Brother Samson? Do you think he destroyed Samson one day? No, no. Oh, push the first one. Oje, sit down, Dake. Push the second lady. Oje, Odake. Then he finally pushed Delilah. That was the final one. As he grabbed it, Satan made his move. It took him, I think, roughly 25 years to play that game. So don't think that Satan, you don't know Satan. He's a wicked spirit, the most wicked spirit in the whole creation. He can wait for 50 years to destroy you. He has time. God will help us. So Bible says, the end of all things is at what? Is at hand. Revelation 22. Let us read from verse 6 to 15. I'm closing now. Today I'm just exhorting us why we need to be very careful, why we need to be sober-minded, why we need to pay attention to what's happening around us, especially the things in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And when I say the realm of the Spirit, I'm also talking about what is going on in your heart, the transactions in your heart. God came, you know, after the sacrifice of those two brothers, Cain and Abel. You remember, Cain was unhappy, very, very unhappy, that God rejected the sacrifice. And God called him and said, Cain, why are you angry? So you rejected my sacrifice. You accepted that of my brother. And he began to grumble. And God said, okay, be careful. So sin is crouching at the door of your heart. And his desire is to possess you. So ward it off. Be careful. Don't let it enter. And he walked away. The next time we're going to see Cain, he had murdered his brother. Are you with me? He opened the door. He was not careful. He was not sensitive that he was about to cross a line that would never go back again. He was not careful. The handwriting, all those things were there, but he didn't pay attention to it. He didn't care. You need to pay attention to what the transactions that is taking place in your heart. The desires that are generating in your heart. The emotional turmoils that is generating, the offense. All those things that you require watching. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating to us? And he said unto me, these things are faithful and what? True. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. It's 2,000 years ago. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. How can you keep the prophecies of the book if you have never read it? Many of you have never taught the book of Revelation. Because it's either scary or you can't understand those symbolic pictures. But nevertheless, shall read it. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then the angel said this, verse 9. Are you seeing something there? Yes, yeah. The angel is showing himself to you. There, yeah, okay. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets. That's an angel saying, I'm a fellow servant and what? And of your brethren. Praise God. Not today, but we'll talk about this later again. And of them which keep the sayings of this book. So as far as the angel is concerned, his brethren, his fellow servants are those who keep the sayings of the book. Amen. So you can't lay claim to certain privileges if you are not a doer of the word. That's what that angel said. They worship God. Then verse 10 says this. 10. I'm going to 15, so let me run through. And he said to me, seal not the sayings of the prophets of this book, for the time is at hand. The book of Daniel was sealed. This one they said, don't seal. He that is unjust, let him be what? Unjust too. In other words, they're not going to make any effort to come and be convincing you. This one that they will pamper you, come to church. You say, I can't come to church. Pastor did not greet me when I greeted him. He didn't greet me back. I'm not coming again to church. The pastor, let it that's unjust, let him remain unjust. If you want to remain a baby, remain a baby. You can't be pampering you forever. And he which is filthy, what happened to him? Let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Verse 12. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me. To give every man according as his work shall be. Next verse. It says, I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. You see him restating this doing, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. We're talking about inheritance. This is it. Verse 15. For without, in other words, those who will not make it are what? Are dogs, are sorcerers, are womongers, are murderers, are idolaters, and whosoever. This is the one I like. Whosoever what? Loveth. And doeth what? Maketh. You can love without making. Are you with me? I say you can love without
making.
You like that man that came on, that went, that was trending on social media? Eh? Lori Nro? Yeah, the vial of my sugar, Lori Nro. But if they don't say that to you, you will think the guy does not love you. Is that not so? You are a lover of lies. Ben, we like it. We love it. Fact, you are the only one. Fact, you are the best preacher in the country. You say, really? I in here. You are the best preacher. Ah, praise God. You are Lord. You love it like. Be watch your heart. These things, they look, what's the big deal? But the person who is going to open the door for you says it's a big deal. It's not your friends. It's the one, gone. Who is the owner of the kingdom? So this is the thing, these people, I will reject them. So I think you need to pay attention to what he's saying. Am I communicating to us? That's the issue here. He says, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, I will cast them out. Let us look at 16, then I will close. Praise God. But let me just stop in 16. For I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. In other words, these things he was writing is warning the church that any of you that I find behaving like a dog. You know what a dog is? The characteristics of a dog, he always turns to his vomit. A dog, I tell a dog to be you need to study dog. Only a dog can do that. How many of you have ever thrown up before? You were sick and you threw up. And you looked at what you threw up and you said, Eba, me get smooth. Sorry, that thought is very repulsive. The thought, go. You are ready. Ah, pastor, you have offended. You have corrupted my mind this morning. I'm sorry. But that's how repulsive it is. That's why if it's repulsive to you, it's repulsive to God. That's why I say dog, without our dogs. Paul said, if I build again the things I destroyed, I'm a transgressor. Praise God. I have nothing to say. You cannot say before, Lord, no, before I hate fornicators. Tomorrow now you are not the one that is fornicating. I say it does not match. It's a new rev. God just brought it. You are a dog. Am I communicating? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let us, Bible says, Jesus loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. If your heart does not love righteousness and your heart does not hate iniquity, pay attention to that heart. That your heart does not get to a place in time that you are indifferent to iniquity. You are in a dangerous position. Am I communicating? You are aware? A dangerous spot. Because your heart has stopped being indifferent. You love iniquity, no wala. You see no evil, you hear no evil, and you say no evil. I had that experience, and I'm closing on this point. When, you know, I was talking to my friends, I've shared it before. When they said that you don't preach hellfire to people here. We don't talk about that in this place. No, don't tell us we're hellfire. Our God is a God of love. It is true. You didn't lie. But the same God of love, say, is also a consuming fire. So I need to warn them to be careful. You say, no, don't come and say that. And I say, okay, there might be no. Over time, their hearts shifted and they don't know that are in dangerous positions. The children of Lot shifted their convictions because the environment in which they lived was a cosmopolitan environment where people from all over the world come and trade, and so they began to rationalize the things of God until the day judgment came and they were consumed. There are warnings all over the Bible. That you started well does not mean you will end well. There's no guarantee. That's why you need to watch and pray. Can we bow our heads to pray? Can we pray? You know your heart. You know the the way you can easily drift away. Can you commit yourself? Can you commit yourself? Some of us, we are careless. We are careless with our souls. We don't pay attention to what's going on around us. We are not careful. I think we need to ask the Lord to do a work on us. To do a work in us. And the Lord will help us to begin to pay attention. There's a role God will do. There's a role He will play in our lives. For this, we need Him to help us. Many of us are careless. We are not attentive. We don't pay attention to what's happening around us. Many of us are complacent. Many of us are careless. Many of us just go through life wanting to please men around us. These are conditions of the heart that exposes us to dangers. Not only a present danger, but also a danger of eternity. We are exposed. Pray and talk to the Lord. That the Lord will help you. That the Lord will help you. We need God to help us. The times we are living in is not friendly. From the day Jesus rose, the enemy has been working overtime to damn as many people as possible. And you and I, we are prime targets. We are prime targets. Some of you already, Satan is gaining ground. He's gaining ground. He's gaining ground. It's better ask the Lord, deliver me. But Peter said, remember Lot, righteous Lot. There are so many examples. They remember them. They started well, but they became careless. Lot almost lost his life. So many examples in the Bible. People became careless with their hearts. In the days of Noah, people became careless. And when God came suddenly, Basil came like a snare. Blessed are those servants that the Lord will find watching. You need a new heart. You need a new attitude. Ask the Lord to help you. Lord, help me. Give me a new heart. Give me the heart of a watcher. The heart of a person who is sensitive. Some of us, we love lies. Until I spoke about it today, you did not know you love it. You have to start rejecting that nature. Reject it and say, Lord, today it stops. I will be a lover of truth. No matter how it comes, I will love truth. I will love truth. I will love to be a speaker of truth. I will love to be a doer of truth. I will love to be a listener of truth. You must love truth. If you are going to escape what is coming, you must be a lover of truth. One of the signs of the end is that men will love lies. They will love lies. They will speak lies. And they will hate those who love truth. You need to be able to stand in the evil day. Ask the Lord for strength for this time. Father, we bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday, 6 p.m. Sunday meetings, 9 a.m. Grace be with you.